Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
House fucking there, you know.
Another Graph Jam, number three of the Almshouse Graph Jams.
They've each got better and better and better.
Even Prime turned up. Nah, this is an old piece. But we had to put it in the background.
Everyone turned up, a lot of Mandem turned
Bunch
up.
Of people here in front of us. Obviously, the camera's facing this way because, you know, some people don't want to be on cam, which is completely understandable. It's been a long day. It's been a beautiful, hot day. The rain didn't rain, which is good.
Yeah, it didn't rain. But someone said, Enigma said it was raining this morning.
Apparently, I
in her
it.
Ends. But it's always raining in her ends, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not from West.
What a wicked turnout, man. Old to the new to the old.
Thank you for coming down.
Should we do a quick roll call of some? I'm not going to remember everybody, but...
Fabe
came through, yo.
Fabe is the ultimate bad man. Cap and Alk, yes. Almshouse regulars.
Salute,
Almshouse
man.
Salute. Mir, obviously, Plug, come on, bruv.
Banos came back out.
Who?
Ban.
Sype.
We got some new kids there, Evac with the pro-Palestine big up, but what's that Blag next to it? And then
but the
Geros.
That first letter looks like a P, doesn't it? It looks like Percy's P. That's what it reminds
me. Oh, you're talking about that one?
Yeah.
What does it say?
I don't know.
Oh, man, come on, we can't not know. Anyway, we're going to go around everything.
It's kind of nice, the decent character though.
Yeah. It's big a unicorn character from
the...
Wait. We're going to do a big graph critique of everything at the end. Once everyone's finished, we're going to go around like we usually do and critique everybody's graph. So that's coming up. But sorry, yes.
Big up Vizzo. His 25th anniversary of his death coming up soon.
Yo.
This week, I think Tuesday.
What perfect timing, man. I reached out to Vega on a
Vega
whim.
Vega did a good Vizzo, didn't he?
And he was like, you know what? I'm going to calm down, lads. And I was like, don't lie. And then next thing I know, he's here. Big Vega, man. Legend in the game. He came, dropped a Vizzo, like he said, perfectly done. Amazing. He's still around, yeah? Is he still about? Is he still hanging around? Or is he gone?
No, he might be down there with Me Rock.
Me Rock's in, we got legends in it. Coma's here, Casby's here, Means
Demo.
Here. Met CBM's here,
Teacher's
Ram,
here.
Teacher's in the house.
Coma, fucking, Casby.
Coma, Cas, yeah.
Who's the little lad? Who's,
yeah, he's, yo, Pelos, man.
Pelos is here.
Salute, Pelos.
Little bad man, Pelos. Don't forget him in the roll call, bruv.
And his boy, Seas, I think it is. Or Ceres. Fuck. We'll do the graph critique. We'll be going around and doing all that. Big up Twisted, his missus. Big up 72. What was his Roman numerals?
Form.
Yeah. The big up 72, Form.
Big up Pixie.
Land.
Jords,
Plug. You said Mir. Cope is in the place. Rust, DDS is in the house. My man, Big Odyssey is in the place, man. West
now,
London.
Let's talk Salute. About Odyssey's, what he's done.
Yo.
He's only gone and done a theme and amber portrait. My missus wants me to cut it out the wall and bring it home.
Yeah.
So that's what she said.
Yo, it's so ill.
He's
fucking
just
so
talented,
man. It's incredible. He's selling prints, by the way, so I'm going to put his Instagram here. Go hit him up. Buy some shit from him, man. Support.
You
man.
Asked him for to do that, innit? And he said he didn't give it away. He's like, nah.
Yeah, because I put him on the spot.
Maybe not.
Because I originally had someone who was supposed to come and do a portrait of us, and he flaked. Mm-hmm. He had a good excuse, though, so I'll let you off. I'm not even going to mention your name.
But we're never going to invite you again.
Yeah, you didn't turn up.
Because now we've replaced you with Odyssey.
So Od stepped up and I told him the story and I said, if you could do a little character of me and Theo. And he was like, I'll see what I can do. I can't promise anything. And next thing you know, lads, we're recording, yeah? Just so you know.
Is it the picture?
Yeah, but we're recording right now. So. Just saying. So if you don't want to be on cam, it's all love, man. No. All good. And do you know them lot? Who are they?
No.
Jord's in the house. Salute, Jord.
I've said him.
Jordan.
Don't big him up twice. Minos.
Fucking hell, everybody. Yeah, we've bigged up everybody, man. Well, not everybody. We've missed out a whole bunch. Enigma came through. Oh, that was her idea as well. She brought the fucking thing, got everyone to sign the high viz.
Pure.
I still haven't signed it, though.
He left because there's no Chablis. and I just said Chablis instead of Chablis.
Chablis.
And he slapped me around the face when I said Chablis, and then he left.
Big up. Oh, we got Prove, Mods, a few heads down there. Icon came through. Shout out Sheena and Rohit.
Ford over there,
Ford.
AHC.
Yo, big up everyone who came through, man. Much love. It's blessing, man. Everyone's showing love. It's a good bunch of people here, man. Old people and new people. Young people and old, new. That's what I love to see, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, this is ridiculous, Chad. It's actually making me quite fucking angry.
What?
Because I'm so fucking... That never happened to me.
What?
When we used to go to, like, the Unity or something,
with the kid, with
you'd
them
get not... fucking robbed. Like, yeah, we're not trying to be cool when we say that, but you would just get fucking robbed.
It's just how it was.
As a little white dude in a bucket hat. OCB bucket hat.
With braces.
He's like, with braces. He's getting schooled, yeah? Look who he's getting by schooled by.
By Casby and
Coma. The first ever geezer to get nicked for painting trains at London is. And Casby, one of the best hand like stylists ever.
Yeah.
Mean was chatting to him, Teach was chatting to him. Fucking hell. I would have paid like pure dollar to get that. Them same guys were just ripping away my sketchbook and dashing it on the tracks. That's what they were doing.
It was a different time, man. It was a different time.
And one time I stole my brethren's sketchbook because he was so much better at art than me. And I went like that. Yeah, so now you're not going to throw it. And I just went toy and threw it away.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was always that.
Now,
halls of fame,
you can sit here and chat to Casby.
Yeah.
That's the almshouse though, bruv.
Yeah.
That is what the almshouse has done for the youth then.
Yeah,
that is the power of the almshouse. The only reason Casby's here is because of almshouse.
I mean,
and the only reason that youth's there is because of almshouse.
Yeah.
And you always want to say you want to make things more.
Yo, can you do me a favor? Yeah, we're recording, but good. But do me a favor.
Yeah.
Find one of these,
yeah.
A spare one. I think there's one over there. Sorry to make you work. But grab one or two and bring them over here, please.
Okay. Yeah,
thank
he
you,
can't.
Ben.
There's no, oh, there's one over there.
Yeah,
in front
there's
of
one there and there's one over there as well. Mate, yeah, beautiful day.
Look, Enigma's slipping off a chair.
But you were saying...
You love that. You love that. That portrait.
But Theme, you were saying how you literally just now before we switched the camera on, you were like, it's like I'm a graph celebrity. I hate it. I don't want like that. It's like kind of counteractive.
Yeah, but you love it.
It's counteractive to the whole graffiti, inconspicuous, you got to be undercover, but everyone fucking knows us, you know what I mean? But it's an almshouse event, of course it's going to be like that here.
Yeah. No, but the amount of times where you just find yourself signing someone's shit for like...
Oh, yeah, signing books and shit.
Not too much.
Half an hour.
Yes. Thank you, bro.
Pelos, put Pelos one there told me one there. To do my whole sketch.
Yeah?
When I was doing my piece.
Yeah, I know. You didn't finish it, though.
No, I
it's
didn't.
It's unfinished. Come, Ban, sit down. Join us, man. Let me get you mic'd up.
Make sure he's in. Were, make sure he's
went.
In the screen.
I thought you'd gone.
No, it's love. Do you mind chatting a little 5 minutes
yeah,
with
man,
us?
Man.
Yeah,
no problem, man.
Big Ban is in the house as well. You've seen him.
Ban-a-tron.
Friend of the podcast. You know what? Budge in a little bit more. I think you might be just off the edge of the camera there. What did you see when you first walked in here and you saw this prime piece in this war?
Yeah, this. Peace, respect.
You know, Coma got a bit upset because they didn't put him up.
Yeah, no.
They put up his brother.
Oh, really?
They put him up.
Yeah, the breach, everything, man. Info.
Yeah.
Robbo.
This wasn't done for the jam. Wow. This was done before, but.
Tizer. State of Art. Croc, shooter.
Casby.
Shooter. Yeah, put 10 foot, a few pick. New head. Tox.
Fret. Heta. Fret.
Psyche. Big up, Psyche. Yeah, Fretsky.
Yeah, man.
Sick. I like your piece, by the way. Very nice with the green face. Yeah. You weren't happy, too happy with your B, you were telling me.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah, he came
man,
and took a green, so
shit.
That's
yeah.
5,000
Look at my
pounds.
Character, man. The eyes are so high, Maddie.
Mm.
Them eyes should be lower.
I see near what
the
you're
ears.
Saying. You're right, you're right.
They're too high.
That's one thing I learned. But, I have an auntie who paints. She's yeah. been painting for a long time. Baha Kihia. Yeah, uh-huh. I might flash up some of her artwork here. When I was a kid, yeah, she cool. taught me how to draw a face.
Yeah.
And the first lesson she told me was the tops of the ears
line up with the eyes.
The top of your ears line up, not the top of your ear, the top bit, the top bit which connects to your head.
You draw a line straight across.
You draw a line straight across, that's your eyeballs. Mm-hmm. So if your ears are down here or up there, obviously if you're doing a cartoon, it can be different.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
his face, he could be like looking upwards, so his ears would be lower or downwards.
You know,
but yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm not. Everyone's their own worst critic, man.
Yeah, I know.
My schemes are messed, but it's okay. It is what it is, man.
We're going to do a graph critique. You know what I mean? We're going to go around. No, but big up.
Demon. Demon, because everything's so fucked at the moment.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everything's so fucked in
what's
the world.
What's fucked in the world? Tell me, what's on your
everything,
mind?
Everything, man. You know what I mean?
War, famine.
Yeah. You know what? Who gives
it
a fuck?
It just goes round and round, isn't it? Round and round.
Who gives
come,
a
fuck? Join in. Join
who
in.
Gives a fuck? We writers, man. Who gives a fuck?
Fuck it.
You know what I mean?
Let's go through these little goodie bags.
Yeah, we got some goodie bags. You guys can join us in it, man. And just
what's his name? Who's done us this?
Steam.
But
Frank
Steam.
Steam.
Frank Steam.
Not Steam TU.
Yeah. Not Steam TU. Yeah. 167 Yeah, boy. Yeah.
He does like he's documentarian,
Frank.
Like he
Frank Steve.
Photos of every. He was showing me photos of him and Is the Wiz in London.
Yeah, yeah.
He was showing me photos of him and Dondi chilling in New York.
I think he was like the first ones out there doing that.
Yeah,
he's the Wiz.
Yeah, man.
In the UK.
I'll get him to send me the photos so I can put them in the video.
Yeah, photos from day one, I think.
Yeah, man.
I got some old photos. For Mean, which he don't even have.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Unboxing this.
He
I genuinely got no idea what it is.
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
Okay, cool.
He said, send them to him now.
Sick.
I can't now. I ain't got them. They're at home, mate.
Kaz, let me just put this on you, man, just so we
this
can pick up what you're saying.
Deep.
You, but it's not nothing big. Okay. Nothing deep.
All right. Might hear the occasional cough or something.
No, it's all love. Just so you can join us, because we're opening these up for the first time. These are gifts that have been given to us.
Oh,
Dondi
wow.
at
wow.
his apartment, NYC 1989, photo by Steam 156. There we go.
Oh, 156, that was it.
Oh, shit.
Is it on the other side?
Holy fuck.
So that's an original photo
damn!
By Steam.
Wow.
Is it on a sticker? That's a sticker. That, no, it doesn't.
No, I'm not going to.
Wow.
There's
damn.
Two of them there.
Robbo.
And there's a Robbo, framed Robbo.
We
tag.
Work hard.
Oh, no, this is a different,
to 2010.
This is a different one. This is a, what's that?
Aye.
So it's just a poster from his
we
show,
don't know
Big
what we're
Him
talking
Up.
About.
This is, we're opening it up for the first time. He's left now, but Big Him Up.
You can
man.
Have this, I'm taking it.
What was he
no,
here?
No. I got it. I'm kidding.
What was he here?
Well, show
then?
That to the
oh
camera.
My God,
did you
more
show
shit.
This to the camera?
Yeah.
I ain't seen the guy for years.
Huh?
I ain't seen that guy for years. I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, he was here.
Sick, man. Dondi, fucking...
Crazy. Oh, so we got two.
No.
Oh, no. What's that?
This looks like...
Is that him? Robbo, RIP, London.
Fucking hell.
These might be photos from this show that he was on display.
I think that's why it's like that. Because he's previously exhibited them.
Oh, they've exhibited them. Yeah. Wow, man. Oh, that's Fiji. Grand. No, Ode in Slovenia. Photo by Steam. These are all original photos by Steam, man.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's a sick one.
Look at that,
Smurf.
Where's this one taken? London photo. Which spot is this? There's another box in there as well, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Come, let me take these. I'll put these.
There's a couple of t-shirts and shit.
Oh, we got t-shirts.
There might be another print in there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've got to take
this. Wicked. This is history, man. I like it.
Scotland Yard.
Is the Wiz and SAR, London 1992, photo by Steam 156.
Arms House exclusives.
Yo.
Come on, bro.
Is the Wiz passed on, Frank?
I told him, I said, I go, you leaving? I go, what, is it valuable? What's in the bag? And he was like, it's valuable, man. Yeah, it'll be valuable. Not,
it fucking is.
Yeah, exactly.
It fucking is.
Let me put this in there with this and then slide them all in there, yeah?
I'll can tell you what someone gave me yesterday.
Slide them all in.
Yeah. He says I can't say who gave it to me, but
okay.
He gave me a bit of Farringdon.
Oh, like shit, an a actual piece bit of the yard. People can work out who
yeah. Because he's got it's got reaches on it. XL.
Okay.
And
was that XL 502 or something?
502, yeah. Who we might have a link to get on the podcast. Ooh. We would love you to come on, bruv.
Yeah.
And shoe.
Nice.
And then
I think he's got a tag on that Chasm piece on the train I did there, isn't it? Above there, I think, isn't there? One of his tags, XL 502.
Open that, what's yeah.
There? I think so, on that Chasm piece from Farringdon. It might be, I'm not sure, I'm not 100%.
Don't worry, bruv, don't get jealous. You're still my favourite writer. You're still one of the greatest of all time.
Grandmaster Kaz, right?
Grandmaster
here.
Kaz, bruv. I've got a frame at home, and it's got certain writers with their printed on them, their tags on maps.
All right.
And you know, it's like heavy hitter, heavy hitter, heavy hitter.
Oh,
and then there was someone else who was like bottom left. And
I got it.
Swapped him for Casby. Took him out, booted him out, put the Casby in there.
Who won the tag things anyway? Who got them? Who gets them?
I can't remember who won it, man.
I know, we can't remember who. This
is
from my house.
It was Acme who won it. Acme won it. Acme.
I should have bought my fucking...
Yeah. He was really pleased.
He's the one who done the top trumps. The top trumps. That's what I want to
and
see.
And he had
them.
A new book as well, which you can cop off him now. London 90s
this?
Graffiti. Steam. Let me see what's in the box.
It's like Krylons.
Fucking Krylons.
Shut up.
Honestly, I've been thinking about
you
Krylons.
You know what's mad? Look at that.
Recently.
Whoa. I got a bunt lag. I got an old bunt lag that Rust DDS left for me, but he said I have to give this to Teach. But I'm going to see if Teach forgets.
Teach has got another one.
Yeah.
We'll he doesn't see. Care.
No,
bro, I've got three Krylons.
Yeah. Crazy.
Look, I did this blam.
Still got paint in it, man.
Originals.
Money. Are those classic?
Oh, originals. Yeah. Yeah.
Originals,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yo! I can't believe he's not here. We didn't open it while he was here. I want to thank him to his face, but fucking hell, what colours he got? Satin. Oh, shit.
I'm gutted. I didn't see him. I'm going to bypass that shit.
I'm going to sell these motherfuckers.
But you might not got that shit.
Yes.
Wow.
That's ill.
That's
man.
Got the new sticker on it, bruv.
Mate.
I got to have Forest Berry.
Brother Steam.
Are they empty or full?
Man.
Full.
Wow.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know how good the paint would be. Yeah.
Shall we see how it full, comes man. Out?
Oh no!
It's brilliant!
It's perished, man. It's perished in your hand.
It's like taking out a Jordan from 89 and trying to wear it.
Like the maps, you know what I mean?
It was
like
busted
old school,
anyway.
Like,
it was all broke up anyway, man. It's all right.
No, no, careful again now. It's all
right. I don't need the lid.
Condensed.
I don't need the lid.
You do need the lid. The lid's the whole fucking colour.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's okay.
That's his one, right?
Yeah, that's my
one. No one ever paints the Krylon can with the lid. I want to test it out. See if it works. I want to dog out Prime with the
I'm taking
nylon.
The socks. I'm taking all of the... Frank.
Oh, there's socks.
Frank, I will take care of this shit. That's, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was telling you...
Seth, sock.
Yeah.
When did he leave?
I didn't see him. He left quite early, man. He wasn't hanging out for too long. He had far to go.
I should have got here earlier. Can't even really, open it.
But you know what? I'm going to fuck it up.
Another thing this guy gave me, who gave me a part of the yard,
yeah,
was like one of them thick tunnel lights. Really heavy, kind of like, and because it's got a Tox Reach on it.
Oh, shit.
But when as he was giving the bag over, he's like, yeah, but the Tox Reach sort of coming off a bit.
Yo, man.
I've got an XL, yeah, which the geezer's told me, if he comes on the pod, then I can cut the thing and give him the reach from Farringdon Yard, crazy, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ill.
And nor does that Krylon, because you fucked it in the ass.
The lid doesn't work. You see me, I'm not sentimental, man. I want to use it.
This shit that's the is thing. Fucking late. You know, some things.
I'm disgusted, personally.
With all that.
The king spoke.
That's like,
I'm disgusted, personally.
Yeah, no one needs the lid anyway. I want to see the nozzle. What nozzle
is it? Looks like a shampoo bottle or something now. Yeah. Like,
no, because that's the classic top of the spray can with the metal thing. Everyone, when they did the characters with the Krylon things, and it always had the top with the thing.
But not when it's like on your mantelpiece.
And all that, though, you know, in the rack and all up to it, so they didn't just say, oh, but let's break that off, let's leave them like that, you know. But anyway,
I want to see what
we've got to
on.
Have an arm wrestle for the Dondi photo.
Picture, yeah. I'll see you.
So it's mine, then.
Like I said, I'm not so it's mine, then. You can have it.
Yeah. You can't defeat a man with cancer who can't even go to the gym anymore. Is that right? Is that what you're saying live on air?
It's all good.
Is that what you're saying live on camera?
I can't believe I cracked that lid now.
No, you
everybody.
Can't believe it.
On air.
On air, that's what I'm worried about.
It's not even a story,
I can't
it's
even
real.
Get it off and see what I wanted to see in the first place. Can you get that off?
You've got to smash it against the wall.
I know.
Old school.
Yeah, let me try, man.
Yeah, try.
But see, because what it is, because maybe you're not worthy. You know, it's like the Excalibur sword.
That's it. 100% not worthy.
No!
Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer. It's gonna get smashed off. It has to be.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
look
it.
At
you
the see? Nozzle. Ooh, look
you
at
see?
That.
Whoa. Now I got the nozzle.
Let me smell that shit, man.
Shake it big time.
Get up the cameras there. Sit down. Here.
Oh man, you busted the cap there, man.
No, fuck the cap. I don't need the cap. Look, there's no cap on
the
bottle.
You said the red nozzle and the red lined nozzle.
The red one. That's what I was trying to look
for.
Yeah,
the red nozzle, red lined one.
Black.
Well, that's the black one. And some of them used to get the white ones with a little lip on the end of it, and used to have a. Differentiate by the little colour of it as well, which you get a light blue one in the side, a red one, I think there's a brown, the circle on it, you know.
Yes.
Sick. It's not going to work like that. Yeah.
Give me, oh my God, I thought that geezer was the can. I was like, this is going to explode, and then it went, oh my God!
All right, Steam, I'm sorry you saw me smash the lid, yeah? But I don't need the lid. I'm going to have it sat on my mantelpiece like, oh shit,
there you go.
Like that. That's how I want it to look anyway.
Oh, man.
You got a plan with that.
So
that
reminds me. That on you?
No, the smell of that reminds me, because I had a couple of cans, I had a plum.
It's that metallic kind of one.
Of that as well.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think that is still a bit more modern than the ones... From the original.
That one,
original.
Maybe, yeah.
No, if you look at the circles on it, the ball thing.
Let me see the circles.
This is paint from what year, you reckon, man?
Fucking 80.
Yeah, no. This is newer.
That's what I said.
Those ones are older.
Those are older, yeah.
Those are older, that's the new one. That's why the lid crumbled like that. Oh, it's got a fucking thingy on it. Barcode thing.
Oh, it's the grey.
These ones, you see, they don't have barcodes.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can see which ones
are
the old.
But this one's got Spanish writing on it.
All right, I'm taking one of those old.
That's got a barcode on the lid.
No, you're not.
I'm going to take one. You can't take both of them.
Yeah, you can, because I'll treat them good.
Nah. Sorry, Wazek, I've got to do this.
I think basically that I should get them, because you just aren't even, you know what I mean? They weren't even from your times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, this paint comes out shit. Yo.
Schultz!
Yeah, but no, I was trying to leave the Shining Quest, man.
No. I got enough paint.
I want to leave the
Minos!
He wants to do a frop over the Shining Quest.
Look what we got.
Can I grab one of them?
No.
Over it.
Can I grab one of them?
But me, come here. Look what we got gifted.
No, the beer.
Original tins.
Ice, yeah, I want to rub it on the forehead.
Kaz, like, you know the
Sholto.
I know you've done the... What?
But look, man. Look, the original tin.
Well, that's a good start.
The Howard the Duck, yeah? I still got the original Marvel comic from Howard the Duck number one.
With that of it.
You know, like Lee, what Lee done?
Yeah.
The Howard the Duck.
You can do that.
I got them issues.
Do what you want to do.
All of them issues,
used to get
them.
Do what you want to do, brother.
That used to get them.
Yeah.
Let me get a video of it, though.
Because I got Cheech Wizards, the originals, when I used to get Heavy Metal magazine, because that used to have the little...
It did. Heavy Metal was a bit later.
No, that used
you
to have that used to a strip of Cheech Wizards in it beforehand. Before it was a big comic. It was
what, the American one?
Yeah, I think it was Epic or something like that. Was it Epic magazine or something?
Nah, Epic
or Heavy
was...
Metal or something. I can't remember what it was.
I know what you mean.
It used to have a little strip in it.
Cause, he has an old black book from the 80s. He's the bad man character dude, yeah? And he's now released a lot of the images from his original black book. He's released it into like a little magazine type thing. It's so dope. This one we are giving away on the pod. This is for a lucky winner. There's also a cause map on there as well, which I'll take a picture of and show you guys, and a sticker. But it's ill with the old school 80s characters. You know what I mean?
Your
it's
one's
so
better, bro.
Dope. Straight out of the
just
black
my
book.
My one's better than that. Mine is better than that.
Okay, cool. Metzky, you learned everything you know off cause.
No, I never. All right, no, I never. I'm older than him. Fair enough.
But I want to say, me and Frez used to sit.
What? He's got an African
careful,
medal.
Careful.
He's got an African medallion.
Yeah. He's
what
whiter
the fuck
than
what? Has he got to do with
he's
Africa?
He's whiter than you.
What the fuck has he got
careful,
to do with
you're
Africa?
Bending it up.
I'm bending him up.
Okay, apart from the Africa bit, yeah? Me and Frez. Oh, look, there's even this. Look, there's even one of those.
1989, he was eating soul to soul.
Look, there's even an African lady with the
Egyptian.
Who does she look like? Zooming ladies.
I'm going to take a pic. I'll watch.
It looks like a fucking egg out of a dog. Who's that?
They can't hear you. You're not mic'd up.
They can hear it.
But look, this is going to be given away to a lucky winner who leaves a comment under here. You win some OCB goodies as well. But I just want to say, me and Frez used to sit in Acton Park. And what's that station as well next to the Rocket Pub? Acton...
Bumpkin one.
Yeah, the Bumpkin one. What's the Acton Bumpkin station?
Acton
Bumpkin station.
West Acton.
Very
Bumpkin indeed. Yeah.
The people that were scared to come to Westbourne Park.
And he had the ill characters. Yeah, the ill characters in there. Me and Frez used to ogle those fucking characters back in the day, and it's sick to have this. We've got one for you, one for me, and one to give away on the pod.
Can I have it?
No. You can't have
That's
this
That's not
one.
Fair.
You can't have this
That's
one.
Not
chat
fair.
To Cause, man. Don't
That's
chat
not
to
fair,
me.
Man. I don't want to chat to you.
You have to get through.
I don't want
to
chat to
get... you. Cause has an African bodyguard, yeah?
Yeah.
You have to get past to get to Cause, yeah? So you got to get past the African. So, yo, leave a comment below. You can win this, you know what I mean? You can't win.
Win it.
You can't win these, though.
You gotta be in it to win it.
Yeah.
If not, you're a slag.
Slag. Exactly. What else have we got to go through?
T-shirts.
We did the T-shirt Ooh. Thing.
Whose are those?
Those are from Steam.
Oh yeah, the first live event of the Arms House is on August the 19th,
Wednesday.
Tickets are available on. Why are you saying it?
I'm on holiday, man.
No, cancel. You can't come.
No.
Cancelled
the
holiday.
Cancelled the holiday.
What's
no,
this?
No.
I'm all booked up.
First live episode. Man. First live thing of Arms House, August the 19th. Riff Raffs.
Live from where?
In Croydon.
Riff Raffs.
Croydon.
Yeah. Yes. Bro, have we got a budget?
Budget? Oh, you got like £6 or something?
Fuck, yeah, I know you said it before.
Travel
tickets
card money.
Are available. It's a ticket
I've
event.
I've got to go, my missus divorced me.
We'll do more in the future.
Tickets are available through our website.
Yes.
Armshousetoyourmumshouse.com. Guaranteed entry is £10. And then if you're a bumpkin toy wanker, because there's limited edition tickets, big time.
Yeah.
There's only 20 guaranteed entries.
It's a small venue.
For 9 quid.
And then there's 30, which is like non-guaranteed entries.
Yeah.
The ones who only have £9.
Yeah. No, they're £5. £5 for those and £10 for the guaranteed entry.
5 miles out of Watford, you can get that.
Yeah.
You're getting nothing, mate. Unless I know you. You're not getting in.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And August the 19th, tickets on the website. Go.
First come, first serve. So go cop a ticket, man. The earlier, the better. The more you'll guarantee yourself to get in, man. You're going to see, what are you going to see? You're going to see stand-up comedy from my brother, Talal, 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 Talal. You're going to see DJs from Mutlag. You're going to see me spinning some tunes.
Me and Oliver Suds.
We're going to have the first ever live performance of Batter Them.
Come on.
The AHC anthem, the hip-hop, UK hip-hop anthem of the year.
You can cop a ticket, you can cop free, yeah? Cop free for 300, like £100.
Don't be scalping, don't be scalping tickets.
Cop them Colombian fucking sniff. No.
So yo.
You come or you get cummed over and your missus dicks come over.
Exactly.
Right, so shut the fuck up.
We're in Croydon, is it? You ain't said. We're in Croydon. Did you say we're in Croydon?
Riff Raffs. The name of the venue.
What's that, the visa office?
Yo, we're trying to do an advert here, man. But it's all love. You get the information, man. Please, cop a ticket. All the information will be linked below, so you can just click the link,
and
buy a ticket.
And I will have tickets for sale on the night.
You'll be outside scalping.
Three for one.
Yeah.
Fuck your mum.
Yes.
But if you real, buy a ticket off Metzky,
yeah.
It's going to be fake.
It's going to be fake. It's not gonna you would have been booked for your money.
You're basically getting ground up olanzapine. You're going to be in a nightmare. Yeah.
28 St. George's Street, Croydon.
Boom.
August the 19th. Website, get tickets. £10, £5. Limited edition. Limited. There's 20 places for the guaranteed and there's 30 places for the non-guaranteed. So there's 50 tickets in total.
This drops now, Wednesday, 8 o'clock. You're hearing this for the first time. So if you buy a ticket right now, you're going to be first dibs. You know what I mean? If you wait too long, you might miss out. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say.
Dib-a-dib. Just quickly. Don't feed your kid. Get a fucking ticket. Shut the fuck up. Come, come, come. Like a dib.
Don't
your
feed
mom.
Your kid.
Just to quickly recap.
I'm like Case Two here with the rats on the stairs, you know,
that's
a lyric. Come in your mum. Shut the fuck up.
Thank fuck for the edit, right?
I'm your fucking dad. I'm your son. Right.
Thank your dad and your son.
Fuck your mum.
Yo, bring us gifts if you want as well.
Bring
that's
us gifts. I want gifts. I want presents. Yeah. I want your bitches.
Yeah.
I want titties.
Pin money to his shorts.
Vagina. As well. Yeah. All kinds of shit.
What is that?
Bring.
Thank
what was
you.
That?
Nothing. Just to recap, 19th, Wednesday, 19th of August, Riff Raff's Croydon, the first live almshouse experience. You don't want to miss it. Buy a ticket, £10 for the, was it?
Guaranteed entry, £5 for the non-guaranteed entry.
Where can they buy it?
On the website.
What's the website?
Almshouse.co, almshouse to your mum's house.
.com. Booyah!
Booyah, Kishan!
That's it.
Excellent.
Yeah, we got that out, man. What else do we need to cover now while we're here? Or should we go get Mia over?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
they're very scared now.
Yeah, man.
Someone sent these.
Yeah,
to us. Yeah. And these.
Steam issue
nine. That's is the Wiz. That's Dondi in his own house.
That's Dondi. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. Nice one.
Can I use your
Ode in the yard?
Right? I need a mic for me. Yeah.
No, nice one, definite.
Robbo. Oh,
no. Yeah, I'm going to put this on
you. What have you bought for us, bruv?
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to Richard earlier, like, thing I was saying, look, if I did, I wouldn't have done it here anyway. That's what I even about. If I do it, I'll do it. There's a few people, and probably one or two new people who know
how to play on the cats. He's broke one already.
I broke the lid of it because I was trying to pop it open.
That's a criminal offense.
It was already broken. It was crumpled up. And this is the new one.
That's the word I use, I think.
No, but wait. This is the new one.
I did blasphemy.
And it's got the barcode, so this is like the new one.
Oh, right.
It's not
right,
got the red.
Oh, the old school red.
These are the old school ones.
Yeah, so those ones are going to my house.
I haven't touched them.
I know.
But that's the.
It's just doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Still, isn't it?
Do you know what these go for? Oh my god.
How much do they go for?
Silly much.
Is it? Oh. Okay, I'm keeping that one on as well. I'm selling that. $59.95.
It sounds ridiculous, but there was a geezer who was selling like, I think he had about 50 cans. Old ones. And he wanted like a grand and something. So I was just like.
Crazy. Yikes. Oh, these are new photos. No, these are the same ones. Yeah, that's his one.
In London.
Outside
original
Scotland
Yard.
I did
all different sizes. That's the thing.
My
mate might have taken that photo.
Steam.
I think Frank, yeah, my mate.
Yeah, Frank Steam.
When Subway Art came out,
yeah,
it was Frank's theme art.
I went to Frank's house because
And he had got like those American leather portfolios.
Now he wants to be off.
He
was
showing. Oh yeah, but you sit down.
He just, bro, the stuff in Subway Art, I was like,
can you grab another one of these? Because I'm gonna. All right, just so we got let me check. Yeah, you're rolling, you're rolling, you're rolling.
Yeah, don't put me up at my own graph jam, yeah, bruv.
Don't you dare do my tag.
Demo, coma, bum licking.
Oh, here we go. Oh, really?
Casby.
Oh, he's got to put up Casby as well. We're talking about mean here, doing a frog.
I'll do better than yours, at least.
He wrote Cabsy.
Cabsy.
Cabby. Cabby, isn't it?
Oh.
You run out of battery again.
No, it's all right. I got a spare battery as well, it's all good.
I thought you would have learned from my yard, didn't it, when it happened?
Yeah.
You got to learn that shit, what's man.
No.
Ghana.
I think he's Ghanaian.
All right, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Ghanaian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, we were just saying how Mia looks like. We got King Mia right here, by the way.
Not Sway de Sapho.
Not Sway de Sapho.
Little Derek still went, okay. Yeah.
Little Derek's doing just fine.
Little Derek's doing cool.
Do you know what? I thought this that tune was so do. Shit when it came out.
Channel U.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing, bro?
I that didn't give him any props like for that.
Fucking.
Who?
But
Sway. But then it blew, yeah.
He just blew, didn't he? So.
He was cool.
I don't know what that is.
Sway de Sapho was like an early 2000s sort of thing.
Mm.
Channel U business.
New rapper on the scene.
Yeah, he was cool though, man.
He's not on your level though, that's why you don't know who he is. Do you know what I mean?
So, I didn't rap, so I don't know.
But if you did, you'd bat Eminem. Unlucky Eminem, so.
Bro, we're sandwiched between two kings of the game, man. You know what I mean? New and old and new, and everything in between, because people don't... You know what I mean? It's a lifestyle, man. You know what I'm saying?
Lifestyle.
Kaz has kind of dipped away, but you know, you're still there
I'm
in the
here.
Heart.
I'm here.
You're still here.
I'm here.
This guy, though, has never stopped.
What did you put up first? What did you get in first? VOP or KTC? It was a year difference, wasn't it?
The cruise.
Yeah. VOP was 89.
There we go. How old were you in 89, bruv?
15?
15.
15?
14,
15.
Damn.
How old were you?
Do I have to say?
No. You're older than me.
No, I was 19.
19.
19.
Okay,
yeah, so only yeah, 4 year difference.
What was it's still big.
Visual Orgasm Productions.
And Coast to Coast, right?
I remember V-O-B. That big wall with the Arabic writing on it. And I remember looking at that going, oh, because I'm Arabic. And I was like, oh, sick. Who did that? I can't remember.
It might have been Stylo.
Stylo, man.
But back then it could have been Prime. It depends on what wall you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Prime used to do the Arabic type of writing and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
Even this kind of looks
there's one
Arabic.
Done in Latimer, wasn't it? I think around the back of Latimer, that big wall.
And it had the face in it as well.
Yeah,
and
then
you
know, Prime.
I think I'd already given up by then. I weren't painting by then.
But KTC though, Coast to Coast. One of the illest crews, man. Like, I'd want to know a little bit about the history of that crew, man.
No.
Who put you in? Was it Info?
Info put me in it in 1990.
Yeah.
And at that time, Rich and Rage had gone on to No Limits because Rich put Info in KTC.
Mm.
And then they went on to No Limits and whatever they were doing. Yeah. So at the time, it was Info, Cliff, Noza, Ace Me,
I still see Ace Me tags about.
Mars,
wow, Ace pens,
loads. He was down there earlier.
I never knew.
I see loads of them tags still about pens. I've even seen it in chalk, I think.
Yeah,
chalk.
Yeah.
Just tags galore.
It's relentless.
Recently, though, you know, more coming up, a lot of.
Yeah, he's been more active lately.
I never said it out loud, though. I used to read it as kind of Acme, but I knew it wasn't Acme.
No, it's Ace Me.
Ace Me.
I never said it out loud.
Do you know what Acme is?
Did you know it was Ace Me?
Of course, bro.
Wow.
I'm reading it.
Do you know what Acme is? What the actual word of Acme is? What the meaning of Acme is?
Acme, as in like from Roadrunner.
Exactly. That's where I did a piece saying Acme way back in things says Acme.
That was the company that did all the explosions.
With a bum. It means perfect. Perfect. Yeah. It was a company and it means perfection. And that was the whole point with Roadrunner. He used to always get something from Acme.
Yeah. And
so it was
dynamite.
It's him who fucked it up, basically. The thing was perfect. It was Acme, you know what I mean? It was perfect. Mental. And that's where I got it from. That's why I did
like
the Acme
rockets
piece.
I
did the Acme piece in 87 or something, in you know that the in the car park thing.
Deep.
And it's got the the bumblebee character sort of in front of it, standing in front of it. But it says Acme behind that. Wow. Yeah, because I looked that shit up. I was like, Acme, I like the letters.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, found that it meant
there was more KTC people that I didn't even meet. Like,
is it?
So there was a guy called Sensi, there was a guy called Concept. These were West London guys from Mozart and stuff. And
okay.
There was just Cliff, like, he's like an encyclopedia of fucking graph, man. He'll tell you who was in what crew from what year, this, that, and the other. But then KTC, I saw Rhyme TU come online one time and said, oh, I remember when we started KTC, it was CTC at the time and it was just for blah, blah, blah. And then them man jumped on it and I was like, I know at the time it was, we were called the Eight Nights of KTC and it was me, Info, Cliff, Nozza, Ace Me, Tube.
Step
two?
Rings a bell.
He used to, in the early 90s, he was doing a lot of pieces with C's.
Oh,
mad cool. Whole walls.
Season step two, right.
Yeah, step.
I'll try and fish up some photos, man.
Yeah.
Come sit down.
But the way you did that was like a 100% thing. Because you went, there was the Eight Nights of the KTC. Bam, 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 bosh.
Yeah.
You can't really argue with that.
That's a long tag to put out there, though, isn't it?
You abbreviated that, right?
Yeah, I just used to write that on things.
That's a fucking long tag to put out there.
And you've always been Mia from the beginning?
No. 84, I was writing Skid. SKIDD.
Well, because you had bare skid marks all the time.
Yeah,
skid.
Yeah, it was that.
What, on the BMX?
Because I could run and never stop running. So when you don't stop running, you got to slide and skid.
Yeah.
And then everyone was bombing at school. Subway Art came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to school toilets, people putting up scene throw-ups and fucking
case
two tags.
Yeah.
So I had a mate who was writing Mean at the time.
Mean?
Yeah.
The original Mean.
The original
mean.
South London Mean, yeah.
The good Mean.
Yeah, you mean the good Mean, yeah?
He'll hear you. He'll
and then I had another mate who was writing Sheer 72. Okay. And he spelled that S-H-E-A-R 72. Ah. And I just took the
like
Mean.
Sheer,
I just took the M-E and the A-R of Mean and Sheer. And it's like, Mean. And I was like, that's me, four letters.
Oh,
lovely.
Nice.
Done.
It's a good word, man.
Done.
Nice letters, they
they're
go
good
together
letters.
Nice.
Yeah, they're good.
And for me,
I like them letters.
You're a bit of a, you're someone who's A, longevity, props to you.
Love.
And he's been a constant.
Stylist, because you're like, I would call that, what you've just done there, and your modern shit, semi-wild style. Semi, like complete wild style to semi-wild style.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I've seen you do panels,
yeah.
Back in the day, nothing bait, in just like
simple
straight letters. Then you've got a wicked throw up as well, and a hand style that's bang bang. Yeah. And you've done the sort of lesser wild stylish, but not straight up and down dubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got everything, bro. I want to show you that Vauxhall thing.
Oh, shit.
What would you call your style? Do you have a name for your style, or do you just call it semi wild style, whatever? Or do you have a name?
Yeah, because
I just explained that. He's got every single style.
No, but has he a name for it? I want to know if he has a personal name.
I kind of did the arty kind of style with VOP because they weren't really doing trains. They were doing walls and that.
Mm.
And then, so that's the South London style. It was Rough and Styler and Dane. And then when I met Info and started coming to West, his style, like when I first met him, he was 18.
Mm.
Yeah,
older than you?
No, he's younger than me. Oh, okay. He was like 3-4 years younger than me at the time.
Yeah.
I went to his house and he was painting jackets. He was the first guy I seen in the back of jackets. 1990. He was doing them Info pieces on the back of denim jackets and stuff.
Yeah. On the Casby episode a couple of weeks ago, we saw the Info under the Westway that's still there.
Yeah.
He's passed away now, right?
Yeah.
But that's an old school, like that's a high
original reach.
Man.
Original
crazy.
Reach.
It's an outline as well, isn't it?
Yeah, proper dub.
Nice. Yeah, he's still floating about.
He's
got a couple of little things here and there.
Okay. Sick, man.
Yeah, rest in peace, Info. He moved out of London, didn't he? He moved to Bristol.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mid-90s.
I don't know.
Mid-90s. And then, he was just up there with wife and kids.
Yeah.
He had quite a... Well,
I heard he had a few kids.
He had a sick style.
Oh yeah, that's where I got my like my South London thing, and then I just got influenced by him as well.
When you went to West?
Yeah. So
did you know
my style is kind of Western.
Info.
South. Info came after me, but I know through like the like you were saying the KTC and all that sort of stuff through Rich and Rage and everything. Yeah. Even was Foam something maybe something to do with that bit as well, or they was all.
No, Foam was.
Because to me, that thing is like listen. Yeah. It's like listen. You know what I mean? That manner. Do you know what I mean? It's a different. It's not Grove as such.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's across the road basically. You know what I mean? It's like.
Who used to take.
But yeah, KTC, I definitely remember that, even though I wasn't doing graph then. So yeah. I'm looking at, like, say, 1990.
Yeah, because, yeah, like Info and Noz had West on lock, bro.
Yeah, but they all knew of me or whatever, obviously, yeah, Rich course, and definitely. Rage and stuff and all that sort of thing and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yo.
Killer. I want to go through a couple of these.
Oh, shit.
I'll send them to you.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, what's that? What train is that?
That's a window down.
They run from Victoria to Croydon or Crystal Palace or something.
Well, Croydon. They still do.
You can see us live in Croydon. But yeah, sorry. Sick.
It might be different colours now, but yeah, that was.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
Battersea Park. You still doing steel?
Not really.
No, we do nothing.
That's 1999.
Oh, shit.
It says, I can see the future. There's a Dane piece next to that.
Really?
Yeah. Dane.
Dane. Same Dane. Dane here.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
Dane. Character. Is that UKTC?
Oh, shit.
That was with, that was 93. Yeah, it says 93 there.
Look how you remembered that before you saw the 93.
Oh, yeah.
That was 93.
I did a few in 93. There's one of Teach's first pieces along here.
Oh, shit.
And then there's a guy from Germany called Vodka or something.
Oh, Teach yeah. Come along. I think I've seen the whole thing.
Yeah. That was in
Gloucester. I think the whole thing's available.
I love G.
That was G?
Yeah, that was G.
Who took you to your first yard?
Oh.
Do you remember?
We were still at school, man. Like,
yeah.
Morden. Me and a couple of boys from my
Is that Northern Line then?
Yeah, yeah. Because Brixton was in it. Brixton and Clapham Common was the nearest two stations to me. So.
After school, we'd go
Morden, Northern Line.
Northern.
Yeah. Northern. I think I first did Morden, and then, this is a mad story.
Okay, go on.
Hold on. So we've been hearing about Morden, innit? All this time, like Fuel and Colt 45 and Sham been going Morden. So never been Morden before. Look on the Northern Line, it's end of the line, Morden. So we get off at Morden one night. Me and my mate Fair, he used to write Fair.
Yeah.
So we get off at Morden Station one night. And at that time, though, I don't know about now, I haven't been Morden for years, but Morden had like four platforms. Mm. And there's trains on every platform. So as we pulled in, there's trains on every platform.
What, laid up, waiting? Or just waiting?
Yeah, the yard's down the yard further down the tracks.
It's just the end of the line, it's so the they're waiting line. To go back the other way.
So there's just four trains on the platforms. So we thought that was the yard. We just started bombing these trains on the platform. Half 11, it was kind of dead anyway. But,
thinking, well, I can do a top to bottom really easily.
I went to school the next day, like, we've smashed Morden, bro. It's fucking easy. And then I went back maybe with Colt 45 or Sham, maybe 2 years later.
And they showed
I'm
you.
Thinking, like, where are we going, bro? But there used to be like a dairy farm and a milk dairy around the corner. Damn. And that's where everyone used to get in it, over the dairy. Ask anyone about Morden, ask them about the dairy. That's the fence to get in. Yeah. Morden was sick. And then after Morden, we just took the whole Northern Line, innit? Like, High Barnet was a piece of piss. A fence about 4 foot high. Edgware. Oh, Golders was lovely. The time we were doing Golders, like, Sub used to sleep in the trains at Golders. Like, you go Golders and
have a little kick.
Man would say, like, can or chain, and be like, I bet Sub's in there. And he was just the.
What, sleep on the train because he wanted to get the train?
Nah, sleep on the train because he's pissed, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And he would just jump out and just start hitting trains in the yard, like.
Damn. I remember going Parsons and like bringing sandwiches and shit and waiting. You know, just waiting because you're hungry. It's like 2 a.m, you wait for the cleaner Parsons. To finish and shit. You got like sandwiches and drinks, everything waiting in the bush.
I remember Hell and Ban would tell me that they'd go do the trains and then take a sleeping bag and sleep in the yard and wait for the light to come so they could get nice photos and then leave.
Boy.
I remember you telling me that, yeah, man.
I remember like having two matches and a bit of pox and saving it for the all-nighter in the bush after you've painted.
After you've done your ting.
After you've done your ting.
Because back in the day as well, you could just climb over the fence. There weren't no keys. There was exactly, no cameras as well.
Exactly,
you knew once those cleaners had gone, you had
done
4 or 5
no
hours.
No sensors, no wire.
At least, unless you got seen
going in
or whatever. But you knew you had hours in there.
Fuck it out.
You know what I mean? Now I'm heard they're doing them in 20 minutes and stuff. Done.
10 on the central.
Yeah, they're done, gone. Two hand fillings and shit. Like.
You get the right.
You know, back then,
the
you was like standing back, looking at your outline,
Sunday,
getting it, you know, perfecting that
Saturday
shit.
Night.
You had time.
What I like is like with you, like Sunday and other people, it's the photos that people are taking when you're painting the panel and you don't even know they've taken the photos.
Yeah, I've seen
you standing back and looking at pieces like.
Yeah, that Coca-Cola
I just love
one.
Them photos, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Action shot. Action. Even not
cherishing
action.
Fucking.
Yeah, but
what's
the
he called Christmas with the Father Christmas hat on? He's filming himself, just painting the panels.
We're recording. Yeah, I was going to say.
Damn.
Do you want to be on cam or no? Because you're welcome.
Can we get you on to tell the people about your wrecky stories?
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
I wish the fucking mic was plugged on over there.
Nah. Olga, don't worry, I'll cut this out. It's all love, man.
We'll go through coma.
Yeah, coma, man. The legend is here.
Crane,
the whole history.
Crane, cat. Yeah. Dig out them old Crane dubs. Yeah. Them Crane dubs, bro.
What about all three of you on at the same time, telling the same stories?
Well, there's a lot of history between
because
all three
you'd be
of
egging
us.
Each other on, just and then not. You're like,
definitely.
I'll tell you what, for now, though, Coma, come in. You can poke, because you're a friend of the pod. Just wave at the cam and go, easy, Coma's
Hi.
Here. Just
so in you the
know.
Building!
Hi, Richard.
Look what we got.
Hello.
Yo. Hey, yo, Prime, you didn't put up Coma, man. What's up with you, man?
It's
Mir's fault. It's
Mir's fault. Yeah, his brother's been put up.
We spoke to Mir about this already.
I was frazzled, man.
We spoke to Mir about this already.
Sorry, Prime, it's Mir's fault.
Yeah. I noticed that straight away.
Did you?
Yeah, damn right. I saw my name. I saw his brother's name.
He knows my brother.
His brother's name. I was like, where the fuck's Richard's name?
I'm so out of touch with the whole.
And then I found out that it was me who done this. I said, yeah, come over. We need an explanation for this.
Nice little event
blank.
Here.
We'll put him up now with a pen.
Yeah,
someone's already done it.
All three of you. All three of you. Because you'll be chatting away.
Who?
Yeah, that's the kid here. I saw him do it and I told him Mir's going to fucking shout at you for doing that.
Pelos? What are his tags on it?
Pelos. He's a kid. He's been paid.
That kid's cool, man.
He's cool, though.
I swear he's cool, man.
He's funny.
Fuck. He is hardcore, boy.
He said, fuck it, I'm going on that wall, blood.
No, respect to that kid.
I saw him do it and I said, don't touch that wall. And he's like, sorry. I was like,
no, respect to him, man. Move. The kid's got crazy stories.
Oh, he's got a story.
Crazy
now.
Stories. He's 14.
Go look at Labrador Grove. I'm on the bridge, man.
You know what? I don't even know.
No,
wait, hold on.
Thing gone.
I don't know if I asked you this when we chatted to you, but I want to ask Mir as well. It's a question we usually ask a lot of our guests. Is there been a moment when you're painting next to somebody and you're like, oh shit, I got to step up now, man.
Because well, you I'm asked me next- this.
I did ask you.
Oh, right, yeah, I said no
and
one.
And you were like, no one, yeah.
Yeah, no one. Sorry, I said
you said
it.
Yeah. But has there been someone for you where you're like, yo, I need to step it up?
Yeah. You have to succumb sometimes.
Not really, you know. Maybe. There's only a few people, and because I've got my own style, I don't really need to step up. But they do what they do, I do what I do.
Yeah.
But painting next to Prime,
that's
like.
So even doing this wall here?
Yeah, because I've only painted with him maybe twice before in like 40 years.
Deep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And being from South, we should have done a lot more. Everyone's got their own little people,
I just asked him the question about painting next to someone who's, you know, been, and he said
theme.
He said this,
Of course.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what though, I've painted with people, and sometimes I'll come with like five colours, four colours, and this person's come with like whole bag, 15, 20
colours. Still, you're going to burn their ass.
And throw every colour at their piece.
Yeah.
And then stand back and just look at mine. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's just simplicity again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I said it before, simplicity.
It's sometimes
you know, people go overboard, isn't it? Throwing around and trying to put everything in there.
Yeah.
Even Jan, when we did all those year, a couple of years ago, we had Jan on the pod, and he like said black and white. That's when you can tell who's stylish or not.
Yeah.
Pen on paper, you know? Everything stripped down, that's where the style element comes in. You can dress everything up.
I think some people don't even outline or like do sketches anymore. They just literally go there with what's in their head and think, this is it, and that's
what I do.
No, but
you're a writer, man.
I draw the pieces after I freestyle.
I would paint with you, and I was saying to Richard earlier, if we was to do something, I'd have like me, him, I don't know, Demo, Hate, or whatever, we could get them people together to paint, but I would need somebody who knows something about the new paint and the new nozzles and the, you know what I mean, know how to work that shit.
But
I wouldn't have painted here today because there's just too many people to do that sort of stuff and too many, I wouldn't do that. I'd do it more on a...
It's special. You know your worth, basically. You know, if you're going to paint something, you're not just going to half-ass something.
It's not about that. It's just I'd more it on a thing where we're just more relaxed about it. You know, we're doing it as a...
Got a little bit of new knowledge.
You know, it's always fun, but if you know what I mean, more of a, you know what I mean? It's not like people looking and like videoing and this. We're just chilling and having a beer or smoke or whatever and painting.
That's what it's about.
100% with me, 100%. And he knows that anyway.
Yeah.
Standard.
Well, I told him already, because when we were here at the end of our episode, you pointed at the Mir thing that was up there, the bunny bread thing.
The last time I was here, when there was a competition thing, and this thing, I was the judge.
Oh, shit.
I
was the judge. I chose
Mir. What was this?
I ain't seen him.
I won the book.
I ain't seen him.
What was it?
It was someone was... The prize was
the judge.
A book with everybody
recently,
that was here that day.
Going back a few years now, isn't it?
Okay.
But yeah, someone was walking around with a book, got everyone was tagging it.
Oh shit, okay.
And the competition was the best like hand style. Who's got the best hand style? About six people.
Who was organizing?
I just went some old school just.
I judged in and
who was organizing it? Do you know?
I can't remember. My mate was something to do with it, but
okay.
I don't know who's the full organizer. I think there's it might have been something to do with there's a shop in Tottenham. Is there a graph shop in Tottenham somewhere or
hold on, let's see.
Dug this out the other day.
Mir's got a little
sign. What you got there then?
Two Man just painted with Prime in 2026.
Yeah.
This is Prime Dane and Mir.
Woo! So here we go, the same people
pulling
who are
into
behind
Victoria,
us right
97.
Here. 1997, pulling into Victoria.
What's this?
Prime, 1999, Prime Dane and Mir pulling into Victoria Station.
I sat there for
Can you send me this
You've done panels with Prime. I mean, Prime's done panels with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see if I can get a better picture of it.
Are you two gents talking about painting?
That's it.
Hey!
Got to get better connectors.
Yeah, man!
I don't think Pram's even got these pictures.
No. Yo, ill. Oh, is that you lot there as well?
It was sitting at Victoria. That these are just people getting on and off it, man.
I just want to give you your flowers.
How did that Vauxhall Station thing come about? Because everyone just got like burners on the
Solo
wall.
Solo One. Was in contact with some council. It's mad. We all had to go down there, about 20 man going down there, all high-vised up at 12 o'clock at night. Make sure the electrics are shut off the tracks.
Oh, was
that
it was
right opposite the MI5 building.
Oh, shit.
I've got a photo of the Mir bit. You'll recognise it.
I hate it. Shit. Hey, some old things, man. Hate them.
But are you like that? Because I hate all of my old shit.
Are you really critical, self-critical?
I used to be. I don't give a fuck now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of my things come out messy, but compared to like my boys over there clapping out, painting for like 2 or 3 years, they are like anal about sharp lines and crispiness.
Yeah. Salute to them.
They're doing their thing, man.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I ain't really got time for perfection. What are you talking about?
Yours look all...
Them two yellow and grey pieces in the corner.
No, but yours, I'm talking about yours, all look sharp and everything. They're just like,
What do you look for in a piece then? What's the thing that you enjoy most about painting? Is it the fillings, is it the outlines, the
used to be the smell of the paint. But now
you know this, isn't it?
Bunt left.
Now it doesn't get used. Now they've restricted the fucking chemicals. Yeah, but this though, this will get you high as a motherfucker.
Oh, bruv. Oh, wouldn't even use them now. They're just like gold dust.
So what is your favourite process now, part of the process?
Freestyling, bro.
Yeah.
Freestyling.
Because you were saying you don't ever take a sketch.
But he's done so many pieces,
But you have a style. You know where your M's going to go. You know the E. Like, you've got... Like Tizer...
Do you know what? I was about to say, that Tizer interview...
Yeah, when he said how he put the things... He knows where the letters are going to go, and then he can just kind of let loose and let it go. Yeah,
yeah.
But it's a little change.
That's the same thing I do.
Exactly, from the last one. You know the formula, what you're doing.
Then
you just change a bit here, change a bit there.
And then just go for it.
Yeah.
And then as I'm filling in... I just change bits as I'm filling in.
Mm. It's a formula though. Yeah, same formula, but you just adapt to it.
That piece there is, it's just, I've kind of gone into this overly simple, for me that's simple.
That's a simple one.
That is simple.
Yeah.
Overly
simple. The rock's crumbling up. I like the way,
and that's the thing about pieces nowadays for me, it's not the actual piece, but it's the doodads, the little bits and pieces, little phase that people don't clock afterwards.
So what do you do? What's your goal? Like, how do you do your schemes? Do you like fill in the with a fat cap?
Yeah.
And then put the schemes
in? Just sharpen up the letters. After the fat cap's done its thing, because you know it's all
sharpen the letters.
Sharpen up the letters with the colour scheme. And then by the time I sharpen up the letters, I know where the outline's going.
But do you get different colours for the schemes, or do you use the same colours that you've done the fading in and bring them in and out? And then what do you do? Because I'm thinking about bubbles. If I have a pink here and a blue there, I could just fade it in. Yeah. Or I could just do like little bubbles coming out.
Straight bubbles. It's really
But it could completely change the piece.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying, Maddie? When I've got a colour going through my A, and I bring it in through the middle bar, and then I bring it down on the other section, and then I'm just like, right, I'm not going to fade that, because I like the way it goes
the
in
line.
There. Yeah, the line.
Yeah.
See, that to me sounds like overthinking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like when I used to fill in, I used to sort of know how I was filling in, but it wasn't the same. I'd do a fade in the background, something. Then I'd do all this sort of like computery lines on top and whatever, you know, on top. But if you look at them, they're not the same as the last piece, because I'm just doing it a line here, a line there, a squiggle, or whatever it is, you know. It's just like, it's a formula, but you just change it every sort of time.
You know,
pieces are famous for like doing the data.
And it also depends on what computer, piece you're doing, computer, what lettering. Like, what lettering you're doing as well.
No, what's it? Not the computer, the switch.
Dashboard or something.
No, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's who?
What's that?
I love that cave, man. What was that? Gold Oak Road?
Labrador Grove,
isn't it?
Hold on. Can I show it to the camera?
Do it,
right?
What
is
he
thinking?
You've got the cave.
Who's this?
Shout out.
Oh, it's him. Hey, what's happening? He's got pictures, this guy, bro.
Oh, mate, I need to look through this.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Mia just gave us this. I don't know. Open it up. See what it is.
Have a little look.
What is it?
A Frank and Pat.
A gift. For what?
You can have a couple.
Done.
I've got so many. You can have a couple. Fuck it.
Can we give away one on the pod?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, shit.
Oi. Come on.
I want one as well. No, because I'm going to sell it. I've got bills to pay.
I'm selling these motherfuckers. I've got bills to pay. $59.95, yo. Yo, we got some chrome ones.
No, they're heavy. They're heavy, trust me.
Oh, we're going to flick through this. We're going to find the best one. Yeah. And it's going to be part of the giveaway with Causes book. This is a big giveaway this fucking week.
No, it's not.
OCB goodies.
It's all keepers.
You're going to get a cry line.
No,
I'm kidding.
The broken one.
Yeah, you get the broken grey one. Yeah.
We're going to pick one of these. Oh, man. Ill.
They're heavy.
There we go with the old
classic. Definitely progressing since then. 100% progression.
Just a quick Sutton.
The M-E-E-R, green one.
And then that fat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's on Tufnell Park. I saw that in the flesh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That, and then to that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
What was that, 92?
That's what I'm saying, yeah, different styles.
Yeah, there's you're right.
Yeah.
Coast to coast. Mere.
Oh, there's a mean on top of it.
Oh, shit, really? Mean beast. Mean tag.
He's gone over mean, isn't he? Yeah. Mere's gone over mean in the Tough Nut Pop.
Do you ever see this? 98, I think.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That was
yeah,
like a
yeah.
Train station on the platform.
Let me see that one.
That was on a platform?
Yeah.
All right, look, we're getting carried away now. We're running out of fucking space.
What, that was legal or illegal?
Yeah, legal, legal.
Oh, I was going to say, you ain't got time to do that illegal, like, damn.
Maybe we can do... You got to send me the photos that we've chatted about, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to them as well.
And your ones.
Definitely.
Big Mir, we're going to get a proper episode with you down the line somewhere. We're going to do a proper one, a location episode even, you know what I mean?
Location.
Get a deep, deep one with Mir.
What ends are you, bro? North Wheezy?
East London.
You've never been nicked?
Yeah.
Never been nicked?
No, I have. Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay, okay.
1990, there was a big raid.
Oh, big with BAP, raid. And then BAP got caught up in that.
Me, Ruff, Drax, Terra.
Oh, shit.
Shoot. I was with everyone. Everyone. Mad.
What, BTP?
Yeah. Everyone got raided that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Near Christmas, leading up to Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Or am I getting mixed up?
I was on my way. We just done me, Ruff and Terra done a train the night before. Terra fucked off. Yeah. We was going back to Ruff's house in the morning. He got a call from his mum. I think he had a phone. He got a call from his mum saying, "Now the police are here."
Oh shit!
This was like 8 o'clock in the morning. He was going back to his house. He's like, "Who are you with?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm Mikey." And they, don't bring him here. The police are here. What have you not been doing?
Wow!
It went nuts. And then the next day, I found out BAP got raided. Elk yeah. got raided. Other people, and it was mad.
But yo,
like, that was only the once.
Yo, yeah, exactly. You've managed to evade it.
Yeah.
We've had, we've got loads of legends here, but some don't want to be on camera, some do, some don't. So let's just call it quits there for now.
Wait,
yeah?
wait. What do you reckon is the best thing to do for street bombing? Just absolute rago or proper stush?
Or on the low key tip?
On the low key, you get a few reaches. Absolute rago. Meaning done track side to tap low. It's endless, isn't it?
But that's how you get nicked. That's how you end up getting
nicked. Street's got better cameras, because people don't realise I'm bombing at this end of the street on this side of the shop. I'm going to walk 15 minutes down the road. But don't realise that the camera at the bottom of that road can see all the way up there.
And you see the councils now on Instagram.
They're putting,
do you know these people?
They're hotting people up. They're hotting people
and then everyone shares it.
Yeah.
Thinking, ha, look at this. I'm like, you're doing their job for you then.
Yeah.
Don't
cool.
share
We wouldn't it, show it, innit?
No, nah, people kept sending it to the arms house. I'm like, we're not playing that on arms house.
We're not playing that shit.
Yeah. Come on, man.
It's a lot. Usually, a lot of the time, it's over your side as well, bro.
Yeah.
West London is like.
Yeah, that's a present from me to you.
Don't lie,
motherfucker. Don't be fucking around. Stay.
Yellow, let's do Graph Critique.
Brother.
192 episodes.
You done, though.
Kaz. Big up, Hello. Kaz.
So nice pick one. a cup.
We're going to do another part two
you,
with Kaz as well. Nice we're going to take one of the maps. One is going to be for me, one's going to be for him, and one's going to be a giveaway.
And all the cry lines are for me.
Yes.
Simple.
Big love, people. Just a reminder to cop a ticket for the first ever live Arms House experience. I'm going to call it the Arms House experience. Yeah, on the 19th.
Presented by Arms House Media.
Yeah, Wednesday. 19th of August, so it's coming up. It's only three weeks.
Buy tickets.
Not long.
To
come
get in.
Through. You're welcome, obviously. You've got guest list, man. Standard. Priority. You've got guest list priority as
for
well.
All city.
Is it the £9 list?
No. You're in VIP, yeah? You're going to have a velvet rope and
if
everything.
If you were the first person to go to prison for painting trains, you're in.
Me and Kazmi.
Oh, was that that Playboy dude?
Yeah. But if you want to buy a ticket, you've got to go to the Arms House to your mum's house.
Come in, you've got to get a ticket.
Yeah, armshouse.com. Go there, cop a ticket. £10 guarantees you entrance. There's only 20 of those, so you better be quick to get it.
Better be quick.
£5 is the
non-guaranteed.
Non-guaranteed.
Your entry.
But you're on the list. So you'll get in if you get a fiver ticket. We'll squeeze you in. But if it gets rammed too quick,
You're stepping on my sponsor.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden might have too many mates turn up, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we can't charge them, so they got to come in and then they might fill up the venue and then you might just be dashed outside. But maybe we'll set up a projector outside so you can watch outside.
Yeah. I don't know. What are we doing? Graph critique on a projector.
We're doing all sorts.
We're doing some music. We're doing stand-up comedy. And
the
we're
first
doing...
ever performance of Batter Them Live.
Batter Them.
Yes.
What is that? My song.
All right.
And then...
Did you what?
Normal episode of Arms House as well.
Huh? What did you do? Work in a chip shop?
Yeah, work in a chip shop.
You know what? Let's do an OCB ad read now while we're here and everything's recording, just to keep it safe.
OCB.
I got, did you get some OCBs? I gave you some. We gave some out to the over 18s only, but we gave some out. OCB look after us, so we look after them, man. You know, go follow at OCB_UK on the Instagram. Go show some love over there. Let them know, you know what I mean? They really,
I like those 420 ones.
Look out, yeah.
I like them ones.
With the green
I like them.
OCB are dope, man.
It's a hint, if you know what I mean. Like...
I'll sort you out. Don't worry. I got a couple. I'll sort you out. No problem.
OCB man. Rice. The most recent paper launch is organic and chlorine free.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
These papers are made from a blend of rice and organic hemp. The unbleached, ultra thin papers deliver a premium rolling and slow boiling experience in a natural brown paper.
That sounds good.
OCB!
I'm going to do my own one. This is going to be OCASBs and they're going to be Chow Mein.
This guy's got the fucking same initials as OCB.
Yeah, isn't it? Yo.
Chow Mein.
It's like meant to be.
They're going
to
be OCASBs.
Wicked, thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you. But we'll do a proper one soon.
Yeah, you know it.
We're going around. We're going to go around. You're going to see some craft critiques, you know what I mean? Peace, people. And thanks to everyone who came through today, man. Big love to everybody.
Rolls forever.
Stepped out my house, I'm feeling fresh and brand new.
Oh, yeah, you won last
did the jewelry and I done the head. And everything I wear is new. My hat is she jacket, Puma top, box, fresh jeans, and Nike cam. Spray the little Versace dreamer on me too. So every girl that passes like, ooh, ooh. Police don't pull us over like,
ooh, ooh.
Damn.
With all the tags around it as well.
Form 72 and Pixie. Where's Amber?
The best one.
Yeah, there he is. Bruv, this means a lot to me, man. Fuck! Yeah. Hanging up straight away. Big up everybody, but especially big up Fade for doing that landscape theme piece and then getting everyone to sign it.
Yeah, man.
It means a fuck of a lot to me, and I'm surprised that he bothered to do it for me.
Yo, your story touched a lot of people, brother, man, and it's, yeah, it's beautiful.
And onwards and upwards.
Yes.
Basically.
Graph critique time. What does this say?
Trash?
Trash.
With the dawn of an actual...
Of AI.
What's that?
Of AI.
Of AI.
Of AI, but actual ink, it seems.
Actual ink.
Yes.
The dawn of AI, actual ink, AHC 26.
It's like a Terminator. You see his face is torn away and he's got metal underneath.
He's got a
it.
Screw in his finger.
I think it's a bit personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I see a bit of Fabe style in
here. I see a Fabe in here.
Maybe there's some inspiration there. CBM. Mm-hmm. The cityscape. London's burning.
Border's cool.
Pings it. The border pings it. All right, cool. We got a lot to get through, people, so we're not going to dwell too much on things.
Yeah, so we're not doing the normal kind of...
Read.
See another CBM production.
Reach.
Don't know if you know if he's AHC.
What? No.
Because he hasn't put it up.
Yeah.
So...
No, yeah, it's in the corner.
Yeah, but that looks like Pure. No, it doesn't.
No, Pure's done another...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Pure left angrily because his Chablis was warm.
He needs some ice.
He needs some ice.
So what were we thinking about Pure?
Him, are you going to drink that out of that mug? And he went, no. He went home to get some glasses, but he's...
So what do you think of this Pure, man?
I think the best thing about it is the AHC CBM.
Yeah. Now, Pure is just a styler, man. Pure always
has helped us a lot with the Gunnersbury episode. He's got like a PDF book.
He's a PDF, is that what you say?
Yeah, he's a PDF. But he's got a book that he sent us.
Yeah.
And it's got the amount of photos. That's where I get all of our
Gunnersbury
shit.
Pure is a legend. He's been around, again, he's one of them constants that's been around since I was a kid, going to Latimer School, you know what I mean? Ravenscourt Park, him.
Let's hot him up. What did he use to write?
Rack. Yeah. Styler. Big up, Pure. This character was from the piece behind this, so we don't count this character, even though it's sick. It looks dope.
CD, Criminal Damage. Who's that?
That is...
Skew.
Huh?
Skew.
Skew, S-K-U-E, Styly. I like it. He's a good bloke as well. I like it, man.
Is he in CD?
Yeah.
Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
Criminal Damage. Now, this bloke, fucking toy. Skew. And...
He didn't turn up today.
Absolute wanker, because he didn't turn up.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at that. Anyway. Dog shit brown.
Yeah. We're not
Reefer's the only thing, that the good thing about that.
We're not critiquing this because he wasn't here today, but big up salute, obviously, every time. Icon here with the Icon. Droopy arrow, remember, on the
oh, that's him. Tizer
episode.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's deliberately done no arrow.
Yeah, he didn't. I asked him about the droopy arrow. He was like, nah. Icon.
His letters are getting all right, but his hand style needs a lot of work.
But the brown color at the top, the dark brown going into the light with the purple outline, I don't know if it works or if it's just my eyes playing tricks on me. What do you think, Thee?
It doesn't really work. The purple outline with the, you see the pink at the top of the O?
Mm.
And then he's got pink going in the 3D.
Yeah. It's a different pink though, but yeah. But it's chunky in some bits.
I've used fucking 1,000 pinks.
He's got the lines in the other bits. Yeah, I don't think it's as like, what's the word I'm thinking of? When you purposely done. It's like kind of he's like made it up on the fly by the looks of it.
We've got to fucking get around this because we're going to.
But big up Icon, man. Prove. Show and prove, man. AHC in the afro, come
the
on,
typical,
son.
The typical Subway Art kind of sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
W-A-L-T-B-A.
With the, TBA with the, as well.
With the mad stars and the background. I like it a lot, man. Big up Prove, man.
Perfect circles at the bottom.
Yeah. All right, what do you think?
What does it say, beer?
Don't ask me, man.
Beer.
Ask Reefer.
No, Bias.
It's like a backwards B, yeah?
Yeah. And then yes. Bias.
B-Y-A-S. All right, big him up. That's it. That's all you get. No, big up for coming
Is
down,
Is that a character
man.
Done for the Graf Jam?
Yes.
Nice.
Mods, man. Pulled it out of the bag.
Oh, this geezer mods did that?
Yeah.
Shit.
Character's ill. The big spliff, but there's no smoke coming out of the spliff. That's what you need, is a big plume of smoke coming out, you know, and be part of the background. He's got grey in the background. Would have worked perfectly.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
The only thing I could say, mods, about this is it's pretty narrow, the bits coming off the M and the S.
The 3D is wonky as well. Sorry, mods.
Sorry, mods. The 3D is a bit janky.
Ford.
Yeah. Big up Ford AHC. Come down and did his thing, dang, dang, dang.
It's like it looks cool in places, but it doesn't look cool in some places. The D is too hidden behind the R. It should be a bit, I know you have run out of space there, but still you should have been able to fit that all in. But other than that, the fade in the 3D is cool.
But he's done the big F and the big R and then left the other two letters much smaller.
Little munchkin letters.
Deliberately.
All right, to try big and up keep Ford, it all man. Going.
Sipe the governor.
Sipe, I mean, you can't say much about Sipe. Sipe is the Don. It's clean. You know what I mean? He does what it says on the tin, man. That's what he needs. You know?
We graph backseat painted him as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What about above it, though? There's my man.
Yeah, what is that?
Jeros. J-E-R-O-S. He said people describe his style as medieval style, like kind of, you know,
medieval
what I mean?
Gash. That's what I said on the.
I said it's like rock, heavy metal style.
Yeah.
Like Wombat kind of, you know what I mean? Like anti-style, but like kind of with style, but anti-style, you know? But it's clean. You know what? I can't use the word clean.
Because it doesn't look clean. But he's done it well clean.
But it's done well, you know what I mean?
The board is done like clean. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I mean by clean, because it looks filthy and dirty. And,
yeah,
and,
it looks...
But that's what he's trying to do.
Gothic.
Is it my cup of tea?
No.
All right. Here we go. Ban. Legend. He's got the Faust character that Met loved that character. He loved that character. Bat, what do you think with the greens and the pink 3D? I love the pink 3D fade.
Like the man said himself, the eyes aren't lined up with the ears.
Yeah, the eyes on the character. Even Ban said he wasn't
too happy
with it.
Then it looks a bit weird.
But that's a famous character from a comic book, Faust. But yeah. Look, he put me up and you up, and my tag's better than your tag.
Yeah, it is. But your tag is fucking shit. For so once. That shows a lot for how shit mine is.
Shout out Ban every time, man.
And
love.
Then Blag.
Blag.
He looks like he's blagging it.
You reckon he's blagging it, yeah? Again, it's kind of, I don't want to use the word clean because it's done with purpose and with direction. The stars as the eyes, as the for the skull. And when he first threw out the letters, I thought, oh, it looks a bit messy. But
they've
then he put
painted
it together.
Look, the colors are exactly the same. The flames and shit.
They're all mates. Him and Evac as well, which we're going to get into. They're all mates. Big up for coming down, people. Blag. Fuck, we should give scores out of 10. Let's start with Jeros. Score out of 10 quickly.
6. Because it's like...
You know what? Because it makes me feel average. A little bit ill, I'm giving it a 4.8.
You don't think that's above average?
I do think it's above average, but because it makes me feel ill, I'm giving it a 4.8, just below. Blag, I'm going to give you a 6. All right. Ban, obviously, 10 out of 10, boom. And Sype, 10 out of 10, boom. Fabe,
the G. It's a nice piece, actually. I like the fucking pink, the way they flow through it, especially the bit in the B.
Yeah, man. Although in this one, scheme-wise, look at that purple scheme going through the A and then on the B. It's like a highlight, but not a scheme, but it's kind of a highlight. Some of it works, but some of it doesn't work for me. I don't know, because I've seen, obviously, Fabe, he's set the bar so high. He's, you know, he's a Don. So that's why I'm being extra picky.
I really like the A. I never clocked it before properly.
Coming through, yeah.
Cut into the B.
Theme, you got the mic, yeah?
Yeah.
See what George has to say about it. Nah? George does. Yeah, but you can speak.
It's the best piece here.
He only speaks on Keller.
Which piece is the best?
He only speaks on Keller because he's contracted.
That's it. Yeah, he's contracted for Keller.
Contracted by Keller.
Fair enough. Up there, Evac.
Evac.
Free Palestine. Free Palestine. You know how it is. But letter-wise, he's shown. You know what?
Look at the difference in the A's.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. You know what?
He actually, before he painted it, he was like, look, we're going to be up a ladder. We're going to be annoying Fabe and Ban. And I was like, look, it's all love. As long as you're cool and you got a cool. And he was like, can I show you the outline first before I paint? I was like, yeah, sure. And obviously he showed me it had the Palestine feel and everything. So I was like, of course, I was like, hell yeah. But I told him that E wound me up a bit. The middle bit of the
E. When it was a sketch.
Yeah.
And he didn't listen and he fucking did it.
He just did it anyway.
Well, which is,
you know
what,
I kind of rate him for that, to be honest.
Evac, you think you know more than Amber, you don't.
He did big up AHC though.
He did, fucking, he bigged it up.
So we give him love for that. Here we go, look, the Trellick Tower.
Oh shit.
Woo-wee. No fucking about, look, it's up there, isn't it?
Hey. This is a fucking piece.
Look, they go in, man. Clap and out. Do not fuck around, man. Come on. I'm sorry. That clap is one of my favorite claps I've seen.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I don't know if it's just me being overexcited right now.
The double border.
Yeah.
And the shadow on the stars. Done fucking perfectly.
Very nice. And the out, both of them. The 3D, the orange bits and the white 3D, man, just It's ping, man. Go on. You're not being picked up by the mic, but he's getting clapped up. Oh, okay.
No. He's got the clap.
Oh.
You got done one time.
Sorry. Out killed it. Yo, what does that say?
He's E-bot.
Isn't that E-B-O-T?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go with what you said.
Yeah, that's E-bot.
All right. Theme, up here. E-bot. E-B-O-T. Yeah. Although what I learned about anti-style is people who do anti-style don't call themselves anti-style.
No, that's like,
it's other people call. Yeah, exactly. You just are gay, you know, from birth, which is fine.
It reminds me wrong with the of Percy.
There's a lot of essence, London essence, in those letters nonetheless. It's only the character.
What's the character from? With the two spliffs coming out. No, someone pointed out about a unicorn thing. It's from a cartoon, yeah, but I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
Leave a comment below. Let us know which cartoon this character, because it's executed well. With the two spliffs hanging out of his mouth. It's mad. It's memorable. It's memorable. And you know those spliffs were rolled with OCB paper, of course. Extra slim.
Name in the
rice
game.
Rice paper.
Your bitch shows me.
What do you give out of skin? Out of 10, E-bot. I'm going fucking 6.8, man.
Bro, you put up buns, so he gets a 7.
He gets a 7 for buns.
7, yeah.
And D-Sep. All right, manners. He's clean as always, man. He's always fresh, man.
Yeah, this geezer doing the arms house.
Yeah, but we don't want to get any faces in there.
No face, no case. Manners, yeah, decent.
Decent.
Up the ladder as well.
And you know what's difficult?
Which is a bitch.
He's done it many, many times, so I know it's easy for him. But to do straight letters like that in a TikTok kind of style, he just whips them out like they're nothing.
Alk likes London more than Clap, because Clap has just gone over all of that. You see the bridge?
Yeah.
You see Alk's not gone over the bridge with this border.
Oh yeah, he left
and
them.
And then on the Big Ben side, he's done it again.
He's left it. But Clap, just bareface, just freed it, and just one time right over it.
Yeah, over Londres.
10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. All right, sweet.
These are 20 out of 10.
20. Plug, okay, 30 out of 10 for Plug. Don't be saying nothing about Plug.
Vizzo getting stuck up. Look at Cope.
Oh shit, Cope. He's not finished that yet, though. He's still the ladder's still there.
That's a fucking
cachoeira, man. It's a waterfall.
Yeah, but it's letters. It's Viz one.
Oh shit, in the waterfall.
Yeah, Cope. Cope. What does the waterfall say? Viz one. I knew it.
Now what? Nah, that's sick, Cope. Get the mic to him. Get the mic to him. See what he says. No, wait, Cope. Before you do, just explain it.
It's one of my man's favorite pieces. So my man Viz won 25 years ago. Unfortunately, he's up there. ADO, you know the crew. Angels don't leave. Viz won GFS OG.
No doubt.
We got Vega, of course.
Suicide.
You don't know, innit? BSE. Excuse me, but my brain's just like discombobulated right now. We're up there thinking about what's going on.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is, it's always got to be somewhere to go. And these people live forever in my heart and my head. So let's leave them there and memorialize them. It'll save this one. Watch me. I'm going to get up there and I'm going to go over the top quickly.
Are you going on Tuesday to his bench?
I'm definitely going to be there on Tuesday at his bench, bro. All
right.
Let's go there and see that. The killer. OG, bro.
100 out of 10 for that Cope, man.
Watch out. I'm going to put him back in right this minute.
We'll get a flick when it's done, because we got to get through all these, man.
Oh, no, we don't drop the cap for us.
Yeah.
Put him back in. Put him back in. Put him back in.
Now, take your time. Don't rush it. Don't rush it.
Yeah.
It's ill, though, with the cachoeira, with the waterfall. Man. We're gonna come back and see the ending. All right, the Mir.
Mir would say that this one's pretty basic for him.
It's so slick though, man.
Yeah.
The use of color, the outline, the way they weave in and out of each other, freestyle. 20 out of 10, boom. Jords, I don't know about that. I'm kidding. Jords killing it, man, of course. What do you call that style? What do you call that style? Floppy bubble styles. Floppy bubbles. CBM bubbles. Big up, George.
Controller roller.
You got no shines in there. Ah, you got one shine. Yeah. Lilac shines. Big up, George, man. With the green slime.
Mir hasn't done a border, has he?
No.
Or is the background? No.
No, there's no border.
But he's done green outline and then light green background.
We've seen it. But I'm going to take flicks of everything. Get vids of everything. Watch it. Vizzo by Vega with a cause, character, and a GFS. We were blessed to be... We got blessed by Vega today, Dean. Yeah. We got blessed by Vega. Big him up, man. That's ill. He was happy with it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy
really like
with
the
it.
Heart. Rest in peace, Vizzo.
Yeah, man.
Such a good word as well.
Yeah.
Vizwan, Vizzo.
Vizzo.
Vizwana.
Oh, man. We're really blessed to have you down. Thank you for coming down, brother, man. Really appreciate that. What's this piece of shit?
Fucking dog shit.
I love the T and the H and the fade in the T and the H and the schemes, but what's that line just going boom like that and the E?
What, the scheme?
Yeah, just coming down, just
because
straight down.
Without it would have just been fucking blue. Yeah. And they're watercolour blues as well, you can see.
It needed something.
I got to stop using this. I got to get through this watercolour shit.
Just throw it away, man.
No, I can't. I can't.
Big up,
look
theme,
at the
us,
pink
obviously.
In the background. It's so water-based.
Water-based paint, man, for fuck's sake.
Rust.
He's just been using it up. Rasta. But you know what I said? Like that U with the dot in the middle, it's like an upside-down A. And it says Rasta, man. And he is a Rasta, man. Rasta.
Yeah, I noticed him chatting like a Rasta man today.
That was his buntlack, by the way, that I was showing off earlier. That was from Rust.
And teacher's got one now.
So. It needs a one-time Rust. Look,
it needs a one time.
And it needs highlights. But he was up a ladder, so I'll let him off.
Yeah.
Big him up, man. Every time. Thank you for coming down, brother. I give that 8.5 out of 10.
Just have another look at my graph stuff.
Yeah.
Don't touch my graph stuff. You can't even look at it. Don't touch it.
Yo, this was special, though, as well.
This is super special.
My main man, Odyssey. You know how it is. You know the coup, man.
You look like a lot more of an 80s graphic character. Look at your chin.
Yeah, the chin coming out. So that's me and Theme. Amber and Theme there in profile. Arms house to your mum's house. He came down again, blessed us. Dude is a don. True legend in the game. Love him to bits. Thank you, Alex, for coming through, man. Odyssey. Go buy stuff from him. Now this is the pièce de résistance. Theme, for me, this is special, man.
Look what Mean's done.
I know what he's done. He asked me permission.
Yeah, but look, he's getting taken out the theme.
Look, Mean is Mean. It's all love. If anyone's going to do it, it's going
to
be Mean.
Shine and Quest, we asked them to come down. We don't really know them. They came down. They've responded on Instagram more than anybody on earth and done that.
Just on a whim, I hit them up. I thought, let me see if they'd come down. They came down. Not only did they come down, they dropped a fucking burner.
Yeah.
And I told them, yo, slow down. Yeah, because they paint quick. They don't fuck around, man, Shine and Quest. I was like, slow down, man, relax. You know what I mean? They were like, oh, this is slow for me.
Yeah, but they've been doing it for like a billion years.
Longer than you've been doing it, people listening.
Yeah.
This is a legendary shit. Shine and Quest,
and
legends
they put up
in the
Amber
game.
And Theme.
Yeah.
So they're now in our crew. They're in AHC.
Official.
That's how it works, bro.
Official, baby. Now, big them up every time. Legends, man. And the goofy character.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's so
sick.
Perfectly done. And then Mean had to encroach on the Amber Theme tags, but it's all love, though. We love Theme, and we love
Demo,
Dyer.
Cade.
Crept, shout out. Where were you, Crep, today, man? You were missed.
Diet.
Yeah.
He came and did that. Stole our paint.
Shine. What does it? Shine and Quest get out of 10, man? 12.
10.
15.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. This is not a joke. 15 out of 10 for Shine and Quest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
15 out of 10. I'd go with that.
Yeah. All right. Lord Wazuk came through, man.
I love his name.
Where are they from? Northampton? They're from Nottingham?
Yeah, no, he's shouting Northampton.
No, they're from, what is it? Yeah, I keep fucking it up. Northampton in the house. Big up, Wazzuk. Yeah. Clean, fresh styles. Killed it coming down, man. It was good to meet you in person, brother, man. Big love, yeah? Even though this
thanks
black...
for letting me do backseat painter.
Backseat painter. But this black scheme here, it looks like a cobweb. It doesn't look like a crack. Looks like a cobweb.
I think it looks like a piece of string.
Piece of string.
Holding it all together.
Yeah. AHC in the house. Big him up, and Doctor as well came through as well. Big up, Doc. Wazzuk, we'll see you at War Games, yeah? Shout out, Low Key. All right, this wasn't part of the graph jam. Let's go this last wall here. Themas. Let's go, last bit of wall. Ah, okay. This dude, Sum, he had a very impressive mustache, yeah? Sum. And his ute, Rick, came through. They did these little, he used to paint back in the day and he's brushing off the cobwebs. That come out all right.
You could tell.
That come out all right, Sum. That's not too bad at all. There's a little too much extra going on with the bottom of the S. But the M, the curl, the M, all nice with the colors. Big up little Rick as well.
Someone.
Nice.
Pelos.
I don't know what the fuck this shit is. I saw him painting it, but I'm not even going to attempt to read that shit. It's got like the checkered stuff down the middle. I kind of like how that looks. But you can't read it, bruv. What's the point if you can't read it?
The only bit I can read is AHC.
Yeah, big up the AHC. What does it say?
Say swear.
Say swear?
S-A-E and then down the bottom.
You know what? Stop. I don't care. S-A-E. I'm kidding. Young Pelos in the house. He said he fucked up the yellow bit, but you know, yeah, if you're gonna do like flashes, should be consistent all the way around, I guess, but you know, whatever. I did help out and fix out his shadow. He fucked up his shadow, so I did that shadow for him. That bit of the E there is way too skinny, that middle bit of the E. Look at the middle bit of the E compared to everything else. Like, how skinny? Look, it's like 2 pixels on the camera. Even if I go close up, that's literally 2 pixels. It's not thick enough, man.
That is the thinnest not thick enough thing I've ever seen.
But in general, looks cool. I like the schemes. I like the purple bits. It's all balanced kind of nicely. Nothing looks too off to me. Maybe a couple of too many shines, maybe, but I'll let them off.
It's in proportion.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
The P's a little bit high up here, but I've chatted to him about that, so it's all good.
Who's big this? Up Nebo, cease and desist?
Cease. C-E-I-S.
A-H-C.
This is Pelos's mate.
Clearly an A-H-C. Pelos's mate.
Bruv, the black going into the grey. Look at the line going, linking up the black
That's
bits.
What I'm saying.
I was giving him props before. He's fucked up the shadow... or the 3D or whatever he's trying to do, the 3D bit.
I really
some
like
bits
the S,
work.
You know?
Some bits work on the shadow, some bits don't. But you know, he's getting there. They're young, these two guys.
The S is decent.
It's decent, man. That C's. Yo. If he keeps at it, he could. All of them could, but I'm just saying, C's is like ahead of his time, I reckon. Rads. Funky colours. Bouncy letters. Actually, wait, no, we got to give these two a score out of 10. Pelos out of 10.
Is it average or above or below?
You know what? It's 5 for me. Pelos got a way to go still. C's, though, I'm going to go
six
not
and
too
a half.
High.
Huh? 6.5?
6.5.
5.25.
Okay, Pelos gets 5.25. C's gets 6.5. Nice one. Rads, though, I like it. I don't know about the green and the blue.
I don't
blue.
Know about the outline colour, yeah.
In the 3D, in the outline, I don't know. But it still looks cool and funky fresh. All right. Lord Swag in the house, man.
The Swagmon.
Swag's been around,
he's
man.
Getting up around my area.
Yeah.
You know little things like when you're crossing the road and you see like a little chrome tag on the thing, you press the button.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit.
Big him up, man.
Big him up. Big up SWAT. Big up SB.
Yeah.
Big up Amber.
Hey.
And Theme.
Big up Soez, man.
Yeah.
Soez, you know, he's doing that. He's, anyway.
Throw up.
Yeah, that thing, yeah. It's been getting
Me-Rock.
Busy, man.
Oh, back
man.
In the game.
It was so good to see Me-Rock, man. I haven't seen him in ages. That's unfinished, though. Is that finished? That does not look finished to me, Me-Rock, man.
No, he fucked it off. Sweet. He's fucked it off, isn't he?
You know? It's all good. I was just happy to see him.
I quite like it.
Yeah, Theme's feeling it.
I'm feeling the letters, though.
Yeah. But look, he didn't finish it, so I'm not going to sit here and critique it. Poet came through. Big him up.
This
Poet
is kind of getting into piss corner now, isn't it?
Yeah, now we're getting to the end of Trellick. Yeah, yeah. Now, I love Poet. I love his stuff.
Yeah, it's above
really
average.
Cool dude. Way above average, man. That's a good 7.8.
7.8, baby.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
And I think that's a Rams character at the end, maybe. Yeah, Ram. Yo, all right, Demos. Let's round it off there, man. Look, it's been a beautiful day. I'm knackered.
I'm absolutely dead, bruv.
I just want to get home and
big up Amber for doing the fucking mulching of the whole fucking Trellick.
Yeah. Not whole of it, half of it, but yeah.
Big up everyone who came down. Wicked, wicked turnout. Absolutely shattered. Remember, August the 19th, the first ever live show, ticketed event, armshousetoyourmumshouse.com. Big up, everybody. Big up, big up. Arms House is bigger than YouTube. You get me?
Peace, people. Till next year, Arms House Graph Jam, baby. At Trellick Tower, son. You know how we do.
You said Arms House next year. I thought we were having a year's holiday. Fuck it. I was going to celebrate.
Same time next week, people. We'll be back as ever.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?